Weiter sagt der Mishnah, man sagt, es erich in Perig Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, aber bei Carbonais, einoi kein. By Carbonais, it's not that way. What's not that way? Well, in Mishnah Beis, we learned that if the person has to pay the full amount, or he gets the reduced rate for those who can't afford it, that depends what his financial status was, whether he was rich or poor during the time of the Neder, and during the time that he's supposed to give the money. If during any one of those two times, when he promised or when he had to come and give it, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, even in between, if during any of these times he did have money, he's chayav to pay the full amount. What is the halacha, however, in regard to karbonos, where again the Torah sometimes gives a reduced rate? What we said before is in regard to erichin. Zakta Mishnah avul bekarbonos einakein, the din of hesig yad, which means paying a reduced rate for someone who can't afford it. It has nothing to do with how much he has, whether he's poor or rich, when it comes to bringing the carbon. Rather, a person who was an ani, when he became mechuyev in the carbon, he brings the carbon ani, even if he became rich afterwards. So it could very well be, when he was mechuyev to bring the carbon, he was poor. And by the time he had to bring the carbon, he was the richest man in town. It doesn't make a difference. He can still bring the carbon ani. The Mishnah explains. Afilu Aviv Meis, let's say the father of the Metzaira, who is an Ani, passed away. And we're talking about a case, says about Tanura, where at the time he was Mechuyev in the carbon, the father was Mamish about to pass away. He was very sick. He was a Geises. But he was still alive. And that's when the son became Mechuyev in the carbon. And before he has a chance to bring the carbon, he yarshins from his father 10,000 mana. I feel Aviv Meis, even his father passed away right afterwards, and he left him 10,000 mana. Another example may have been Sfinosei B'yam, this Mitzayda was an Ani, but he had a ship in the Yam. And before he was able to bring his carbon, the ship arrived, and the ship, and now he's going to get paid a lot of money for renting out the ship. That's how the Batanur explains it. We're not talking about he had a ship full of merchandise that was his, because then it's his, he's considered rich even when it's on the water. We're talking about he rented out the ship. The man owes him a lot of money for the rental. But the rental is only due when the ship arrives, when he's returning the ship. So until the ship comes, he doesn't have money. Zakta Mishnah, ein lehegdish ben klum. Hegdish doesn't get anything out of the fact that he became rich. He was an ani at the time, he was mechuyev to bring the carbon, and he brings the carbon ani. Let me ask you something. So I understand they only owe him the money for renting the ship when the ship comes back. So until the ship comes back, he doesn't have the money. What about the ship itself? I mean, owning a ship is not like owning a set of kugelach or a can of soda. Doesn't that make him wealthy or rich or at least not an ani? So the Batanura explains that this Tana holds that we don't ask a person to give up something that he makes parnasa from. Like if he was a farmer, we don't say, oh, give up the kelim you need for farming. Then you'll have money. Then he has nothing. So if his job is to rent out ships, we don't say, well, you could sell your ship. We don't ask him to sell his ship. We don't count that into his riches. That's his means of parnasa. But the money that he earns, that's money. But that money is only due to him when the ship comes in, and the ship only came in after he was already mechuyev in the carbon. That's how the Batanura learns pshat. So again, chazing over our Mishnah, Masech Tzerich and Perik Dalid Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah started by saying Avol B'Karbonos Einakein. Whereas when it comes to Erichin, it depends, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, according to the Tana of the previous Mishnah, whether or not he was a usher at the time that he promised, whether or not he was a usher at the time he had to give it, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if he was a usher in the middle, he would be considered an usher. Not so in the case of Karbonos. Let's say he's a Metzaira, and at the time that he's Mechuyev, in the carbon, he doesn't have money. But his father's about to pass away. He's very sick. And Taka, right afterwards, his father passed away and left him 10,000 mana, or he had a ship coming in. And the money for renting the ship was due to him. But it came in after he was mechuyev in the carbon. Even though by the time it comes to bringing the carbon, he has plenty of money, he can still bring the carbon ani.